Our Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on KARE 93.7. Brandon Tamman joined by ACCHS boys basketball coach Corey Ecker for a few minutes. Brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. The Tigers taking part in the midseason tournament right now at Valley Falls. They opened up with a quarterfinal round loss to NEK earlier in the week. Coach, I know the result, not especially what you were looking for, but just take us back to that game and that quarterfinal against NEK and just a few takeaways from it.
Yeah, NEK, they're a pretty good team, a lot of seniors and juniors, and they got two really good guards. And you know, we defensively, I thought we did okay early on at contesting shots, but we just struggled to finish out the possessions to get a rebound, and you know, and that's been a struggle for us. And they got two or three good looks at the rim, and they, you know, good teams are going to score those eventually, so. You know, we just got to finish out the possession and find ways to actually box out and, you know, be in attack mode and go get the ball.
Yeah, and I know the wins haven't been there, but at this point in the season, roughly the halfway point or so, how have you kind of utilized, you know, your coaching aspect? And, you know, in a season like this, are you constantly trying to make changes or tweak some things or just flux with the lineup? I mean, you know, when a season's not going the way you want it, how do you kind of navigate that throughout the course of the year?
Yeah, right. So, yeah, I think as the season's gone on, and definitely at this point too, I mean, we're looking for any spark that we have in terms of our personnel. So, yeah, we're giving guys different looks that maybe didn't get good looks early in the year, but now we're open to seeing what they can provide with certain guys out there with them. And then in terms of what we're doing, we're trying to tweak a few things in practice, nothing, you know, major with one day or two day in between games, but, you know, we're trying to put different things in, seeing if we can generate some different offense as well as some defensive intensity for us.
It'll be the first go around against Jefferson County North, obviously not a league tilt. You'll see them later on in the year, but JCN also on the consolation side of the bracket here. They lost to a very good Rossville team in their first round game. You know, how much prep has been put together for JCN? What's kind of the expectations for your next matchup on Friday?
Yeah, they're kind of in a similar situation that we are this season. You know, they're relying on a lot of young guys just like we are, and you know, they've had some ups and downs this year, and you know, their young guys play hard, and then they got Andy Baker back, and he's a big body down low with 3 or 4 years varsity experience. So, you know, I'm hoping it should be a good competitive game Friday night and see what we can do.
Are you one of the coaches that would prefer to play? Obviously, the midseason tournament, you took on NEK. That's a non-league opponent, of course, but are you more on the side of maybe at this point when you go to a midseason tournament, maybe seeing a full field of non-league teams, you know, and just getting a different look with multiple matchups? Are you one that is okay with, you know, half the field being Northeast Kansas League? I mean, what's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm mixed on it, you know, because like JCN, we haven't played all year and we'll only see them once. So, you know, to me, that's not as big a deal. But then you got a team like, you know, Valley Falls, who we've already played twice, so you don't like to play a team three times a year. So, you know, maybe I lean towards maybe seeing some new competition, some new blood for us. But yeah, so JCN, you know, it's a team we haven't played, so they're kind of new competition to us. So we'll see what happens.
There it is, ACCHS boys basketball coach Corey Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. The Tigers taking on the Chargers of Jefferson County North in the consolation side of the bracket on Friday. Semifinal there, left side of the bracket against Jefferson County North. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.